From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the desk of biologist Kathleen Sace. A mixture of four grasses grow on our oceanside dunes, a native dune grass, two introduced beach grasses, and a hybrid beach grass. All but the hybrid are fairly easy to tell apart by leaf width and color. They're in a constant scrum as each jostles for space in the dunes. American dune grass has the whitest leaves, more than an inch wide, with grayish blue-green color and a waxy covering that can rub off. It also has the largest florets or individual grass flowers. Native to the Pacific coast of North America, it has been growing here for many thousands of years. 200 years ago, our dunes would have been gently rounded hills instead of steep ridges, with space among the grasses for wildflowers and ground-nesting birds. Written accounts of dunes and flowers from past centuries describe floriferous, showy, colorful vistas. Today, yarrow, beech pea, pearly everlasting, dune tansy, and beech goldenrod are tough survivors. Dozens of other wildflower species have gone under in the spread of beach grasses. American beech grass has narrower leaves, usually more than 1/2 inch wide, and green. Native to the Great Lakes and Atlantic coast, it was a mid-20th century transplant. European beech grass has leaves under 1/2 inch wide, yellowish green, often tightly rolled in dry weather, and purplish leaf bases. It is native to the European coast, the Atlantic Ocean, and Mediterranean Sea. The species was a late 19th to mid-20th century transplant. Both beech grasses were introduced to the Pacific coast to stabilize moving dunes. Geography had separated them. Now with close proximity, they hybridized. The result is intermediate plants, flowering later than one parent and earlier than the other parent, with intermediate characters. The beech grasses irreversibly altered the overall density of grasses, improved sand retention, reduced open sand and species diversity, and created the present look of the dunes, virtual monocultures of grasses as far as the eye can see.